So today's negotiation involves a private equity seller squaring off against a single strategic buyer, not a private equity buyer. And our slides labeled Project Culture Clash lay out the rules of the road. So please take a look at them if you haven't already. We have it up here on the screen. We're assuming that the selling PE firm represented by Joel is a decidedly middle market private equity firm, while the strategic buyer represented by me is a large cap strategic buyer with years of experience acquiring privately held companies, including on a leveraged basis. And we're assuming that there will be no auction process, no auction frenzy here. In particular, we assume that because of the unique revenue and cost synergies that only this particular strategic buyer can generate, this buyer is able to pay far more for this portfolio company than any other potential buyer, strategic or financial, who's out there. And my client, the strategic buyer, has put a preemptive price of, we say, $400 million on the table for the target company. Other potential bidders out there max out in the $325 to $350 million range. So they're way behind. Effectively, this is a one-horse race akin to a one-off proprietary sale, not an auction process. And my client, the buyer, is well aware that its preemptive $400 million price is untouchable. This is a disciplined buyer, which doesn't need to buy this asset. The portfolio company is, in its view, nice to have, but not a must-have target company. And at a price of $400 million, owing to the substantial synergies, it's a very nice deal for the buyer too. But this disciplined buyer will not be pushed higher on price. Now, the PE seller, Joel's client, on the other hand, is at the point in time where its investors are pushing for an exit. So there is some internal pressure to sell and to sell now. And at $400 million as the price, the seller's ROI, its cash on cash return, looks pretty good. The PE fund investors will be happy at that price. Bottom line, this is a transaction with fairly balanced negotiating leverage, maybe even tilting a little bit more in the buyer's direction. Now, one additional piece of background information before we get started. This is a somewhat antitrust sensitive deal. There is a reasonable possibility of a second request under the HSR Act. But the party's antitrust advisors are still reasonably confident that they can get the deal through without material divestitures in, say, 9 months or less. Still, there's going to be, one way or the other, a meaningful amount of time between signing and closing. This will not be a simultaneous sign and close deal or anything close to that timing-wise. Think, you know, 7 to 9 months. Okay, Joel, before we get into the back and forth, maybe you can help set the stage here. As counsel for a private equity seller, what is your and your client's general mindset going into this negotiation? What are the PE sellers' sound bites, the themes that I'm going to be hearing from you ad nauseum today? And in particular, what is it that a PE seller in this context is going to be particularly concerned about that a strategic seller might not be so focused on? Joel?
Okay. Well, look, ultimately, a PE firm, the client, in this case, the seller, is interested in the yield it can provide to its investors. I mean, that's our business. Our business isn't making widgets. It's not making whatever the portfolio company makes. It's buying and selling companies and delivering an optimal yield to the investors. I mean, we tend to target 20 to 25% compounded IRR. You know, a deal that produces that is a good deal. It's not an out of the ballpark deal, but it's a good deal. And so when we look at a transaction like this, we look, first of all, what is the cash on cash IRR going to be when you consider all the pieces of the transaction? So that's piece one. And that in one sense, is not different from any other seller. I mean, any other seller wants the best price. The couple of sensitivities we're going to have is we don't want to run an auction more than once, so that, you know, whatever deal we make is going to be a deal that we think has a very, very high degree of probability that it will close. And that if it doesn't close, we're going to get compensated for the failure to close. And we're going to be particularly sensitive to anything that might make us go back and ask our limited partners to give back money that we already distributed to them. I mean, that's almost a complete non-starter. So that if we have contingent liability on the deal, we pretty much will hold the money. And that's not good at all, because when we hold the money, you know, we're making 50 basis points on it, because that's what treasuries are paying these days. And we have an expectation of 25 to 20%. So we're going to be looking for a deal that closes quickly, with certainty, and with finality. And that's what we're going to measure it against. Now, obviously, you've proffered a very attractive sticker price, you know, significantly in excess of what we think we can get from other, from private equity buyers. And I'll tell you, we've got a really good sense of what we can get from private equity buyers, because my client knows how they would analyze the business, and our bankers know how they would analyze the business. So